A bill in the State House would allow for the sale of fracking brine to be used in snow and ice removal, but there are alternatives being offered at a symposium in Cleveland this week. In recent years, many cities have mixed brine with road salt to lower the melting temperature of snow and ice. House Bill 393 would allow one of the byproducts from fracking to be used for that purpose. Brian Birch is COO of the Snow and Ice Management Association, which is holding its annual symposium in Cleveland this week. He says about a quarter of the group's members are using brine, and that number is growing each year. However, there are situations where chloride-based brine, such as the ones from fracking, aren't feasible.
Facilities that manufacture like computer chips, there's a chloride-sensitive area where it's a, like there's a butterfly refuge one of our members has managed. Once you put that material down, it doesn't go away. It goes into solution. It goes into the water supply.
Birch adds that in those situations, there are acetate-based de-icers that can be used, but often at a higher cost. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.